Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm Deborah Zagajewski. I'm the Director of Religious Education here at the church. And I have a story to share. It's called The Everything Seed. Have you ever watched a seed grow? Have you ever noticed how it begins so small, so still, so quiet? Like a gift waiting to be opened, and how slowly it wakes up. It begins to unfold, growing into something larger and larger and larger. Then you know whatever comes from a seed usually ends up looking very little like the seed that it came from, which is also true of the very first seed. Once, long, long ago, way back before the beginning, so long ago that there was no such thing as time, because there was no one there to count it. Everywhere was a deep, huge, mysterious place, like something waiting to happen. There were no stars, no sun, no moon. There was no place like Earth, not a drop of water, not a single tree or rock or flower, no beings anywhere. But in that deep waiting space, there was hidden the tiniest point of something no bigger than a seed. Can you picture it? It was not a flower seed. It was not an elm tree seed. It was not a seed of corn, although all those things were included in the seed. You might call it an everything seed because that is what it became. No one knows where that first seed came from, or how it was planted, or how it knew, in just the way that seeds seem to know how long to wait for just the right moment to sprout and to grow. But all at once, this tiny seed, cradled and nourished in the rich soil of space, woke up, broke open, and began to unfold. Unfolding and unfolding and blossoming forth into an enormous blazing ball of light, like a great grandmother sun. And the universe was born. Out fluttered the galaxies like a storm of snowflakes, swirling and gathering into the brightest, most blindingly beautiful cloud of stars. And out of those star clouds whirled our own star, the one we call the sun. And our Earth and our moon and all the round spinning planets that we learned how to name. And this is the secret of that tiny seed. You and I were there from the very beginning. Just as was the idea for each leaf on a great oak tree, it lies hidden. We were all there. With all the stars and the planets and the rocks and the oceans and the planets and the animals and the people, we were all there. Everything that is now, ever was, or ever will be, was inside that first tiny seed. Can you see it? Imagine how you and all that is here once came from that tiniest speck of an everything seed before it sprouted and grew long, long ago in the way back before time. Now, if this were an ordinary story, it would just end right there. That was good. But this story of the universe keeps unfolding. What once began in a blazing blossom of light continues every day. New stars sprout open in the deep soil of space. New plants and animals appear on the earth. Seeds of many kinds are scattered all over the earth to help us to remember. And new people are born every day with the spark of that first light still alive and burning deep inside, waiting, waiting, just like the everything seed, to shine in waves that are yet to be known.
So here we are in April, in spring, and we are seeing seeds of life beginning to sprout all around us. Tiny seeds that were once cradled and nourished, that are now cradled and nourished in dark soil and have begun to wake up and break open. Life is beginning to unfold. Maybe you've noticed too, I've been hearing birds singing in the morning, more of them, and they're singing with more gusto, it seems. Last year, around this time, I noticed a bird's nest over my front door. It's still there, I expect. There will soon be eggs too, and maybe they're there already, and before long, there will be some baby birds. There were last year. I'm seeing crocuses and tulips and the beginnings of flowers. I don't even know what they are yet. Bulbs and seeds that were planted in the soil that are now beginning to sprout and grow. All around us, trees and shrubs that were bare, that seemed even as though they had died, are coming to life. Spring, the season of seeds and eggs and the beginning again of life's flowering. It is a special season that human beings have marked in different ways for millennia. There is the spring equinox, celebrating the balance of darkness and daylight that happens at this time of year. There's the festival of Holi, part of the Hindu tradition, a holiday full of color and joy. There's Passover, one of the most important Jewish holidays. We are right now in the middle of Passover, a celebration of freedom that many of us recognized at Westminster's Passover Seder last night. And today is Easter, a Christian holiday, which also has old roots, older even, some say, than Christianity itself. In fact, it's widely believed that the name Easter came from the word Ostara, the name of a pagan goddess that was worshipped hundreds of years earlier, before Christianity even began. Some of you may have heard the story about how that pagan tradition gave Easter some of its specialness. Specialness like the Easter bunny, which everyone knows lays eggs and then hides them. Right? It hides chocolatey ones or sugary ones. They're multicolored ones. They're all over the house or the yard. But why a bunny? Why eggs? Bunnies don't even lay eggs. What's up with that? And why so many colors? What does that have to do with spring and everything unfolding and coming back to life? Anyway, there are different versions of the story, but this is the one I like the best. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a goddess. Her name was Ostara. She was the goddess of springtime. She had given birth to the sun and helped it shine brighter and brighter every day in the spring. She was the bringer of warmth and color. Now one day, while she was going about her very important business, a little girl came to her. The little girl had found a small bird on the ground. The ground was still very cold because spring was not quite there. Ostara hadn't finished her work yet. The little bird was injured and very cold. The little bird was dying. "Please," the little girl pleaded with the goddess Ostara, "please, please, save this little bird." The goddess was kind of annoyed. Can't you see I'm busy here? But the girl was persistent. Please, it won't take much. Just please help bring this little bird back to life. So the goddess relented, and she did the fastest magic she could do. She quickly turned that little bird into a rabbit. Rabbits are stronger and can hop a long way and have a big fluffy coat that keeps them warm instead of light little feathers like that little bird. So, happily, the now bird bunny hopped away. But each springtime, that bunny remembers it was once a dying bird. It remembers the gift that Ostara gave, and it remembers that little child that saved its life. That little girl who, you could say, planted a seed of kindness. Who, in caring for that helpless baby bird, planted a seed of kindness. And each springtime, to return the favor, the bunny remembers it was once a bird, and it lays eggs. Colorful, right? Beautiful eggs to honor the springtime that Ostara brings. A delightful response to that small child's actions to save its life. A flowering of gratitude that grew out of that first seed of compassionate help by that little girl. I invite us now to join in singing a song of praise to all those who care about others, who sow seeds of kindness by helping, and find that sometimes wonderful things grow as a result. It's Hale, Hale, Hale. It's in your order of service. Please remain seated for this song. Easter, you probably know, is about more than bunnies that bring colorful eggs to children, even though that might be, for some of us, the best part. Even though that story about Ostara and bunnies has become part of how we celebrate Easter today, the Christian story of this holiday is actually about someone named Jesus, who, you could say, planted seeds in his life and with his life. Seeds of kindness, seeds of thinking differently, seeds of hope. He helped people when they needed help, when they were sick or in trouble. And he told stories called parables to help people see things differently, helped people have faith when they felt overwhelmed or too small to make a difference. Like he told the parable of the mustard seed, which was about how, even when you feel really discouraged, as long as you have just the tiniest little bit of hope and water it with patience and faith, then your hope and your ideas can grow really big. Because the mustard plant has the tiniest of seeds, but can grow really, really big, really fast. And you could say Jesus himself was a seed. He had ideas that grew really big, ideas that were really different, countercultural for his day, like forgiving your enemies, like that the poor are blessed by God, like we should treat other people the way we want to be treated. And he had ideas about the government of his day and the fact that it wasn't treating people right. And he knew how to mobilize and organize people. And the people in power, they started to feel threatened by him. Now, he cared so much about what he was doing that he wouldn't let them stop him. And they didn't want him to stop them. So they killed him. But then, actually, that's when the story gets really rich, because the story doesn't end with Jesus' death. In some ways, that's just where it started. There is a Mexican saying, they thought they could bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. When they killed and buried Jesus, they didn't know he was a seed. They didn't know that his messages of love and compassion could not be contained. They didn't realize that suddenly all those stories he had told and the values he taught would begin to spread and grow really fast. It started with just a few people who then told other people who told other people who told other people. It was a first century version of a story going viral. A story with values that impact us still. We are heirs to that story because the Christian tradition and everything in it that's good, we carry that forward. Just like we carry forward inspiring pagan traditions, just like we carry forward Jewish traditions that encourage us to live well today. These are all sources of wisdom for us as Unitarian Universalists. We, you could say, find seeds of wisdom in traditions from the past, and we take them in. We allow them to grow in us, making us kinder and more courageous and more forgiving, so that then we can plant seeds of kindness and courage and forgiveness all around us. But now I'd like to invite our young people to help us with something. Because there are some eggs, I understand, hidden about this property today. Eggs that contain seeds for us all. Sometimes the seeds we need are right in front of us, but sometimes they're not, and we need to go looking. Sometimes we need to look inside. Sometimes we need to look around us. So I'd like to invite our young people to help us find these eggs, these seeds, and we'll see what they come back with a little later in the service. Deborah Zagajewski, our Director of Religious Education, will lead them, and if you are a parent of a young child, please feel free to join them. Let's sing them out with the song printed in your order of service. We'll sing it three times with the different words. First, we'll sing it with hope, and then joy, and then peace.
There's a seed of hope in my soul.
We may spy a bold green shoot pressing up tender from an inhospitable crack in the pavement around this time of year. Foolish thing, likely to be crushed underfoot, but there it is, and in it, the energy and spirit of life driving forward, even through the hardest, harshest circumstances. Spirit of life, grant us the courage of grass. Let us feel the energy that courses through all creation in our own hearts. Sometimes the world brings us days of sunshine and joy. Sometimes we encounter joys for ourselves or those close to us. May the beauty and joy of the world open us to that energetic source. Sometimes the world brings us days of difficulty. And when sorrow or pain touch our lives, may we lean into life's challenges and reach out in compassion, offering or seeking a shoulder to lean on. Source of all love and light, may we know that when we find ourselves pavement bound, that there is a shared energy of life coursing through each of us, just waiting to emerge. Let us take a few moments now of quiet reflection, meditation, and prayer. Amen. Here at Westminster, we share offerings of cash placed in our basket 50-50 with a different organization each month that shares our values or mission. The organization for April is the Center for Reconciliation, which offers and supports efforts that lead to social justice, racial equality, and racial reconciliation. They provide a variety of events and programs that create opportunities for learning and discussion for America's history of slavery and its legacies. In fact, they will be the ones offering that workshop I mentioned earlier, happening right here next Saturday morning. The other half of the offering goes to support this community and all its works. The offering will now be given and received with gratitude. Thank you. Our reading is by Mark Nepo. The fruit of one love, one dream, one self becomes the seed of the next. There is very little difference between burying and planting, for often we need to put dead things to rest so that new life can grow. And further, the things put to rest, whether it be a loved one, a dream, or a false way of seeing, becomes the fertilizer for the life about to form. As the well-used thing joins with the earth, the old fertilizes the new. The broken dream fertilizes the dream yet conceived. The painful way of being that strapped us to the world fertilizes the freer inner stance about to unfold. Did I hear a door open behind us by any chance? Do I feel the aura of younger people coming back into the sanctuary, as is written in my script? Perhaps the joy of our young ones at any moment will be emerging from the back. Welcome back to our young people. Oh, before you start, hold on. I see you have returned from your egg scavenging. I want you to know that among the eggs that had been planted, there are some that are especially for you. They are the ones with decorations on the outside. So hold on to those. Don't open them yet, but hold on to those. And then there are other eggs that are solid colors. Green, yellow, blue, red, maybe, those, right. Now, I would like, if you would, please, hand those out to adults around the room in different places, if possible, so that there are eggs kind of scattered about the sanctuary. And eggs will drop. Luckily, these won't make a mess when they drop. So just go ahead and hand them out anywhere. And I believe I saw some more young people coming in the back way. At any moment, they too will emerge. We'll give our young folks some time to hand out the eggs that they have gotten. And adults, if you get an egg, aren't you lucky? But don't open it yet. There's some anticipation involved in this exercise. So we'll give our young folks some time to hand out the eggs.
Is there anyone in our section that didn't get any?
If you're an adult who has an egg, raise your hand so that we can see where they are and then maybe see where there aren't eggs. So if you see any sections where there aren't eggs, it looks like maybe in the back here there could use to be an egg, or maybe here in the back of the choir section they might be able to use an egg there, or maybe here in the back. Do we have any extra eggs that we might?
Not in here.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, it is Easter, a time when we celebrate life, a coming back to life, when eggs are laid that will eventually hatch baby animals. Don't open it yet. Oh, that's so hard to wait. All right, if you're a young person and you just can't stand it, no, hold on. We're all supporting you to wait. We are all supporting you. We're with you. You're going to get to open it in about 5 minutes. Oh. You can do it. You can do it. So Easter is all about seeing that which is dead or appears to have died coming back to life. It's about fresh possibility, hope, and renewal. And we, too, we can come back to life. In our lives, too, we ourselves are seeds, and we can sow seeds of all kinds. We started out as part of that everything seed that Deborah described, and we are part of its unfolding. Which leads to a question for us to consider. What kinds of seeds are we planting? What seeds are we sowing with our lives? Those seeds of wisdom from our tradition, are we giving them room to grow in us? The seeds that we are sowing with our actions and our words, are they what we want to see grow around us? There's a line in the Christian Bible about reaping what you sow, which basically means that whatever you plant, that's what you'll see more of around you. If you plant grass seeds, you'll see grass. If you plant cabbage seeds, you'll see cabbage. If you plant pineapple seeds, it's unlikely you'll see bananas. And everything starts as a seed. Every idea, every plan, every country, this church started as a seed. Since everything starts as a seed, it's good to think about what kinds of seeds we're planting. Are we planting seeds of kindness and trust with other people? Or are we planting seeds of suspicion or anger or resentment? Are we planting seeds of appreciation, seeds of thoughtfulness? Are we tending to the seeds of our passions and our hopes, to all in our lives that we want to flourish and grow? Sometimes we wait for life to deliver good things to us, but life may be waiting for us to start planting. And we forget sometimes, too, that once we've planted, we need to wait and have patience, which is so hard sometimes. We can't pull up the plants by the roots to see how they're doing. We forget sometimes that we have to plant and water and tend and wait. And we forget sometimes that planting things and sowing seeds requires that we let go of the things we are holding on to. We have a tendency to think that we should hold on to things that are of value to us, not realizing that we may actually need to sow what we want to reap, need to give it away so that it will germinate and flourish. We may need to open our hands and scatter freely, generously around us, like our children did upon returning from their hunt. They did a lovely job of scattering eggs about the sanctuary. Now, young people, you get to open your egg and see what is inside. A little celebration for each of you.
What's yours?
And if you are an adult holding one of those eggs that the children found, I invite you now to open it and distribute what you find inside to those around you, scattering the contents. In each of the eggs, you will find slips of paper with a little seed of wisdom, as well as a colorful heart. I'll let you distribute, and I'll stop talking so you can do that first. And if we don't actually have enough, we will have more eggs for you afterwards. We'll find you each a slip of paper. So go ahead and scatter those papers around. So you will see. Could you help hand them out? If you didn't get one, please raise your hand, and Deborah will help distribute, and I'll have some up here too, and I'll be sure to distribute them on the way out. If you didn't get a seed paper, all right, we want to make sure everybody gets one. We might even have extras. Excellent. All right. Okay. So you'll see that on this paper, there's a little heart, and you can actually plant the seed paper. You can plant the seed. Would you ding the bell for me, please? Yeah. Thank you. And so we come back to center. After the scattering, we come back to peace. I love your enthusiasm, though. So as you'll see, each paper has a little bit of seed paper on it, which you can soak in water and then plant, and you will eventually harvest some lovely wildflowers. So I invite you to take these home, follow the instructions, and see what happens as a reminder that we are part of life's unfolding and flowering, and to plant the seeds of our hearts and watch them grow. Let us join together in our final closing hymn, number 269, Lo, the Day of Days is Here. Please rise in body or in spirit. invite you, if you like, to join hands for our closing words and closing song. One secret of that tiny seed. You and I were there in the very beginning. We were there with all the stars and planets and rocks and oceans and plants and animals. And our story keeps unfolding. Seeds of many kinds are scattered everywhere, and new people are born every day with a spark of that first light still alive and burning deep inside, waiting like the everything seed to shine in ways that are yet to be known. May we shine. May we sow seeds of light, plant kernels of joy today and evermore. Go in peace. Amen.